You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded at 19,781.50, marginally up 0.03%, indicating a tepid opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. On Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 rose 0.91% to settle at 19,689.85, while the BSE Sensex added as much as 566.97 points to 66,079.36. According to Head of Research at Geojit Financial Services, Vinod Nair, the Indian market completely recovered yesterday's losses, which was mainly due to the Hamas-Israel conflict. Moderation in crude prices and positive global cues on account of dovish remarks from Fed officials, which restrained U.S. bond yields, aided the rebound. The stocks to watch today include TCS, Bank of Baroda, Wipro, Samvardhana Motherson International, Birla Corporation and IDFC. Up next, Indian markets made a strong comeback on Tuesday, a day after the Israel-Gaza conflict resulted in panic, selling that wiped out about Rs 3.68 trillion of investor wealth. The benchmark indices bounced back following the rally in global markets after the dollar and treasury yields dipped on the back of dovish comments by the US Federal Reserve. The S&P BSE Sensex climbed about 567 points, or 0.87%, to close at 66,079.36, while Nifty 50 rose 177 points, or 0.91%, to end at 19,689.85. On an intraday basis, both the benchmarks climbed over 1%. Sentiments were lifted after U.S. Federal Reserve officials said that the recent yield surge could justify the caution on interest rates, said experts. Meanwhile, China, considering fresh stimulus, also drove optimism. Moving on, Adani Cements, the holding company of Adani Group Cement Firms, is looking to restructure its $4.5 billion debt incurred for the acquisition of Switzerland-based Holcim Group stake in ACC and Ambuja Cements. The firm intends to complete the refinancing of the debt this month. The $4.5 billion debt is a short-term bridge capital with an 18 to 24-month tenure. This was provided by foreign banks including Deutsche Bank, Barclays and Standard Chartered, and a number of European, Japanese and Indian banks. In its largest ever acquisition and India's largest ever M&A transaction in the infrastructure and material space, Adani Group had acquired Switzerland-based Holcim Group stake in Ambuja Cements and ACC in September last year for $6.5 billion in cash. In another development, delivery executives associated with Swiggy in Mumbai called off the citywide strike on Tuesday afternoon, which they had announced over the weekend after the platform's executives held a meeting with Rashtriya Karmachari Sena, a workers' union that initiated the process with the backing of over 10,000 registered delivery workers. The meeting held between protesting workers and senior executives from Swiggy in coordination with Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and RKS President Kiran Pavaskar resulted in the platform agreeing to the two main demands set forward. These demands included rolling back the extended radius and increasing the base delivery fee for delivery workers. Meanwhile, India's largest airline, IndiGo, announced a price hike of up to Rs 1,000 from October 6 to offset the sharp rise in jet fuel prices. It has become the first from its pack to announce the hike, while its peers, including Air India, are yet to follow suit. Since July 1, there has been a 30% increase in prices of aviation turbine fuel, from Rs 90,857 per kiloliter. Cost of ATF has jumped to Rs 1,18,199 per kiloliter as of October 1st, according to data supplied by Indian Oil. Mumbai-based Akasa Air has instead announced a discount scheme wherein a 10% discount is offered in 16 destinations. In other news, the release of the FOMC meeting minutes today is keenly anticipated by investors, analysts and economists who are interested to know more about the world's biggest central bank's rate hike trajectory. Global investors therefore pay close attention to the U.S. Federal Open Market Committee meeting minutes. The FOMC meeting minutes reveal the opinions of Fed members on the terminal rate and the potential federal funds rate trajectory. The minutes of the U.S. Federal Reserve's FOMC meeting held on September 19-20 will be released today, October 11 at 2 p.m. EST. Interest rates were left unchanged by the Federal Open Market Committee FOMC at their most recent meeting in September 2023. Lastly, InsurTech player Insurance Dayco has raised $60 million in its ongoing Series B funding round at around $700 to $750 million valuation. Japanese lender Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, French insurer BNP Paribas Cardiff, through its InsurTech fund managed by European investment major Eurazeo, India-focused Beam's FinTech fund, and Yogesh Mahansaria Family Office have participated in this round as new investors. Existing investors TVS Capital, Goldman Sachs Asset Management, and Avatar Ventures also invested. The Gurgaon-headquartered InsurTech player has raised the new funding at around $700 to $750 million valuation, according to market sources. Founded in 2017, the company in February this year raised $150 million in Series A funding, consisting of a mix of equity and debt. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.